This is Tree Note. On a recent camping trip in Nevada, I visited a display of petrified wood. A tall chain-link fence surrounded the logs, as if they were in prison, to protect them from people who might grab pieces as souvenirs. Those logs are over 200 million years old, but amazingly, they still retain the same shape and structure as when they were alive. Biologically, the original trees are related to our current-day ginkgos and Norfolk pine trees. The process of trees turning to stone started pretty simply. Water washed logs into ancient river systems, burying them so deeply that oxygen was cut off. From there, bacteria and fungi, which need oxygen, couldn't decompose them. Instead, water-containing dissolved minerals flowed through the porous wood, replacing every single cell of organic material with crystals. Petrified wood can be found all around the world, including here in Utah, in Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. It's also beautiful. Each piece is a giant sparkly quartz crystal with a rainbow of colors produced by embedded minerals. Cobalt creates greens, iron oxides create reds, and manganese makes pinks and oranges. So trees can turn into rocks. Can rocks turn into trees? Yes. Trees get their nutrients and water from soil, which is originally derived from rock. The dynamic processes of soil formation happen through the slow but unstoppable forces of weathering. When moisture seeps into cracks and then freezes and expands, it literally busts the rocks apart. And when water combines with carbon dioxide from the air or in the soil, that reaction creates carbonic acid, which can chemically dissolve rocks. So trees can turn into rocks, and rocks can turn into trees, if we give them enough time. But rock time and tree time pass in different scales. As poet Bill Yake wrote, "To the rocks, the trees are just passing through." Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.